Based on questions submitted by listeners, City of Ketchikan voters are particularly concerned about taxes, public services, and the effects of ever-expanding cruise tourism. Taxes are a primary revenue source for government and pay for many of the public services citizens want. But most people also want to pay fewer taxes. Bergeron wants to lower taxes overall by exempting some items from sales tax. He says costs are too high for most residents.
You know, we look at the cost of sales tax on food. We look at the cost of sales tax on heating oil, residential rent. And I'm a new grandfather. I got sent down to the store to buy my new grandbaby some diapers. $13 and another dollar on sales tax on top of that. And I got to thinking about what was it like when I was a new father? I mean, what was my income stream like?
Bergeron says the tax cuts he has in mind could be made without reducing services. He says the budget always is padded and the city puts money back into reserves every year. London, though, says the city budget has been cut in the past few years and is pretty bare bones at this point. London suggests that Ketchikan Public Utilities could save some money by switching to paperless billing. Gage says it's challenging to cut more from the budget and potentially dangerous for expenses such as replacement emergency vehicles. She adds that the city has 100-year-old water and sewer lines that need work, and that costs money. Strasburg agrees the city shouldn't cut more, but says officials could make sure everyone who should pay taxes is up to date. And he says there are potential new revenue opportunities. For example, Strasburg says the city could try to purchase a waterfront site next to Berth 4 downtown and offer lease space for lunch trucks or other vendors. Strasburg says the cruise industry has a lot of untapped potential.
We've got like 8,000 of us. If we can't figure out creative ways to get 1.2 million people to pay our bills, it's just ridiculous.
Ketchikan hosted more than 1 million cruise passengers in 2017 and will again this year. That number is supposed to continue rising as more mega cruise ships, such as the Norwegian Bliss, enter the Alaska market. London has worked with the Ketchikan Visitors Bureau, and she says it's critical for Ketchikan to prepare for those ships and all the extra people they'll bring.
And part of what needs to happen with that is we need to accept it, because either we expand those docks or we won't have cruise ships. They're coming in the next 3 years, and they're bigger. And we have to expand all the docks.
Ketchikan's current cruise ship docks can take up to 4 ships, including the Bliss, but that will change when more mega ships start arriving. London says Upland's development to make sure the community can manage all the additional people is another project and will require a community-wide conversation. Gage agrees that expansion of the downtown cruise dock is important, but she says the community also should think about how many passengers is too many for Ketchikan to handle.
I believe that we have an opportunity to decide and give our straight up points to the cruise industry what we want, how we want to our community perceived, what we're willing to do, and I think that they're going to listen because people do want to come here.
Gage and other candidates agree that economic diversification would benefit everyone, so Ketchikan isn't completely dependent on tourism. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.